Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Diagnosis Asshole. I am host number one, Kamala.
I am host number two, Donald Trump.
And I'm host number three, the moderator.
Well, welcome to the podcast. I am your guest host, Steve Harvey.
Today we are going to be doing a little political skit for you guys. I hope you all enjoy.
Hell yeah. All right, y'all. Do you honestly believe that pineapple should be on pizza?
I do not believe so. I truly do think that pineapples should never be in this country. I believe we should set them up on a plane and take them back where they came from. This was not the American way.
Well, I'd like to say that I personally don't agree with pineapple being on pizza, but you know, live your life true to you. If you prefer pineapple on pizza, eat that pineapple on pizza. No one asked you. If you prefer your pineapple on pizza,
nobody
eat your
does.
Pineapple.
We don't agree.
You do understand it's my turn to talk, right, Trump? Please and thank you. Shut up.
We don't agree with you.
Who is
Go
we?
Back
the voices
to where
in your
you came
head?
From. Yo. This woman, I.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No. I do think that in the hands of God, he did write somewhere in the Bible. Now, you can look at this for yourself. If you go in there, you will see that it does say sandwiches were first. There was no such thing as hot dogs. You know, these Mexicans, when they came and they crossed the border, they introduced these weird things, these alien-like culture within their food. Their food isn't even food. In the Bible, it never said anywhere that they should be in this country. And when they bring over this outlandish food, hot dogs, you never even heard of these hot dogs. Where did they even come up with this? And you just think that, like, sandwiches. Sandwiches are not the same. They are separated. We need to separate them. And ask your next president. I will do that. I will create a wall. And we will have the right separation that we need. Yes.
Well, I have to say that I disrespectfully disagree. I personally believe that a hot dog could be a sandwich because there are many different categories of sandwich. You know, when you put...
There's only two.
Anyway, when you put one thing on
mentally
one side,
ill.
The same thing on the other side, and something different in between, you call that a sandwich. So you
You're
could...
You're wrong. Clearly...
You know what's wrong?
It states in the Bible how to make a sandwich.
Did you write that Bible?
Yes, I did.
That explains a lot. Did you also write your toupee
onto
your head?
Did you write anything? Have you written anything? Do you even
it's
know
written.
How to read?
Can you even speak proper English?
I can.
Can you?
I can. You are not from here. I personally believe, as your next president, I will make it easier to send these creatures out of America. Vote. Trump 2024.
You literally snuck on Earth. I don't think we should be having this conversation. Anyway, back to what I was
Women
saying.
Women belong in the kitchen.
And you belong 6 feet under.
I do not agree.
Well, what President Trump fails to understand
can
is
we
that...
Can we please get back to the questions?
You can believe whatever you want to believe. If you want to believe that a hot dog
no one
is
on
a
your
sandwich...
Side. You alone think that. Can we please get back to the real issues here?
Yes, like your toupee.
Oh.
All right, y'all. Who is your favorite Power Ranger?
I would have to say the red one. Now, you know, as America is today, our colors, strong colors, red, white, and blue. I think red is the most important color. It represents a lot. Republicans, that they're red. And that is the color I am looking for. Now, any other color is just incompetent. No other color.
You're literally
compares.
Orange, though. What was the question?
What was your favorite Power Ranger?
My favorite Power Ranger, I'm going to have to say the blue one. not just because it represents...
You're wrong. That color does not even compare to red. Of course a liberal would think blue. And honestly, just their whole thing altogether is just utterly outrageous. You know, when I was president, I did not support the color blue at all. In fact, I went for change.
All of your suits were blue.
I do not agree. You have never actually seen me wear the color blue, not once. You must be colorblind. And everybody else in the world
so
is colorblind.
So is your tanner, because he always makes you orange instead of like a normal color. But
yeah, okay. Yeah.
So you agree?
No. I do not agree.
So, what are your thoughts on Italians?
No, they do not belong here. If they're not born and raised in America, reading the Bible, now, that is a really important thing to do in America. That is in our culture. No one else from outside of the ocean belongs here, especially not none of the taco eaters or Spanish speakers. We don't even understand what you're
saying. Can I ask you a question?
No.
I'm going to anyway. Do you know how to spell Bible?
You're wrong. Your opinion is just invalid, woman. Please, can't even look at you.
That's mostly because you're blind, but okay. Could you repeat the question, please?
Incompetent.
So,
I'm not a mirror, babe.
What are your thoughts on Italian?
I love Italians. I love all cultures. I think that everyone coming together to America as a melting pot of just diversity, it's beautiful, it's perfect. And Trump wants to stop that. I don't understand where this hostility comes in towards the Latinx and Hispanic community. Or
they don't belong here. Go back to where
and that
you came
that
from.
Toupee belongs a bit further up. I can see.
We don't associate with the Spanish speakers. Don't.
Is that because you never learned how to speak anything past English?
Please go back to the kitchen. And you know there, maybe that is why all these Mexicans have decided to come here to America. Even the Mexicans from Italy. These Mexicans from Italy, they're here because these women aren't in the kitchen enough. So they have all come here to steal their jobs. And I think that the American people deserve to have their jobs back. And to solve this whole problem, it's women. Women are the issue. You guys are not in the kitchen enough. So now you have had these people, these aliens from outer space here to come and steal your jobs. Jobs of the American people. And that is the root issue of this nation here. Women. I don't even get me started.
Didn't you marry a porn star? She don't be in the kitchen.
I have people for this. I have money. I can afford someone else to do their job.
So you like to buy people.
I would not like to buy you.
You need to spend that money on a new wig! What is the next question?
Do you truly know for certain how much wood a woodchuck can chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
This is my favorite topic. I believe I've worked with the woodchuckers before. And great people. And... we have a friendship, a unity between each other, and I believe they can chuck a lot of wood. How much wood? Unimaginable amount of wood. And I look forward to working with them in the future, the future of America in these woodchucker hands. Great people, and yeah.
Hey, Trump.
A lot of wood.
Trump, did you know that woodchucks are actually brown?
they are a better brown than whatever brown you are. And they're great, great people, unlike yourself. Yeah, great people. Not you. And...
I thought you hated all browns.
No. I do not agree. You're wrong. And... the women. And all together. Just wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. But it's okay. Because their food. I've tried their food. Great food. Great, great food. You, everybody, try some of their food. Great food. I love brown people food.
I think
food.
He thinks you said wood truck.
Oh.
Wood chuck. They're not people, babe.
You're wrong. You're wrong. And the reason why you are wrong.
Lay it on me.
You are a woman. Wrong. Wrong. Get off of your cycle. It's all wrong. Yeah.
I don't think you know what we're talking about. I think you can think I'm wrong all you want. That doesn't change the fact that you couldn't spell Bible if it was laying in front of you.
You can't read.
You can't
speak. Go back to your country.
This is my country.
Hop over the wall again. You can hop
what if
over
we build
it, you
a
can
wall.
Hop back over it.
What if we build a wall, but put him in it, and then build, like, a ceiling? And then we don't have to
can
worry
about Trump
anymore.
Can you even do that? You can't even cook me a meal. Go make me a sandwich.
President Trump, I have my own personal question for you. How do you feel about the LGBTQ?
It's all wrong. There is two genders. There have always been only two genders. And in the Bible, if you can read, you will see it has always said just two people. A man and a woman, however competent they are, still a woman. Which is wrong. And these people, you horrible, horrible people. I do not believe in mentally ill. I do believe they are mentally ill. Yes.
Wait. And you don't believe in mentally ill, but you believe that they are mentally ill? I think
yes.
You... Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yes. Yes. And all of them. Go back to where they came from.
Their mother's uterus? Question mark?
Wrong. Wrong.
Do you know what a uterus is?
These incompetent women making these default children. Wrong.
Don't you... Okay. I didn't think I would have to explain this to you since you have children, but it takes someone with semen, okay,
wrong,
and a person with eggs to make a child. Therefore, it could be the man's
fault.
This
is work of the devil. This is all of it.
You are literally Satan's ass blower. I don't want to hear it.
No. Wrong. She's wrong.
Is that the only word you know? Can you spell wrong for me?
I do not listen to brown people.
You know orange is just a lighter shade of brown, yes?
I really enjoyed this one.
Guys, I think Abby's enjoying locking
I
into.
I am.
All right. I would like to ask Abby to give us your best racist, misogynistic Trump sentence before we, and I will use that to close out this episode.
I have one sentence.
In one sentence, you can get all of us?
I think I can.
Okay, let's. I want
hold
you
on,
to get all
on.
Of us. It better be good. This is going to be the closer. Wait, everybody get
on,
your cameras.
No. I'm not ready. All
right, let us know when you're
hold
ready.
On.
Lock in,
I
got to
think
in.
Of something really fucked up.
It's not going to be hard for you, babe. I know.
I know.
I believe
I
in
know.
You. You've got
there's
this.
A lot, there's a lot of angles that could go about this. Like, we could go about your mom. We could go about, like, your identity as a person. We could go about, like, oh, you're just mentally ill.
Oh, are you attacking me specifically?
No! You include, like, the whole population. Like, you just have a little bit of everybody.
The worst part is you're not fucking wrong. I'm queer. I'm a person of color. I have a uterus. Like, damn.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Triple homicide. God damn.
Can't pick a struggle. Skill issue. Multiple skill issues. No. I can't personally color a person with a uterus and also.
I'm struggling too. Yo. This is why I can relate to this so much. I know the struggles.
I can relate to Trump so much.
No. No, okay, I can't relate to Trump, but like, I really think that people could just look at us and be like, damn, like, they really cannot pick a fucking struggle. Like, I'm just gonna hate on these bitches.
I know for a fact. My sister said that shit to me. I was like, damn.
Yeah, like, they're not going through the struggle, so they can hate on us for the struggle. Right. You know? It's just like, yeah.
Their only struggle is financial stability.
Oh.
And they still complain about
Trump
that somehow.
Trump has no problem with that. He is fine.
And he still finds a way to complain.
And, yeah, it's great. You know that one Instagram post that's like, oh, men only fucking complain in silence, or men suffer in silence, then why the fuck am I always hearing them complain?
Literally.
That is so funny.
Literally. Why do I know about all of the problems you have to have with us for no fucking reason if y'all just can shoulder it? You're not Louisa. You can't shoulder that shit.
If only you had common sense. Just if only. Sorry.
If only. They're like, you know how Elmo hates Rocco? Men are my Rocco.
I
love
you. I'm not being racist, I promise. I am being racist. I'm being racist as fuck. But
be racist to the people you can be racist to. Yeah. Your black card is laminated. You got
this. Sorry, guys. Grandpa, I'm going to show you this. I love you. Shout out to my grandpa. He's awesome. Beautiful, beautiful brown man. He doesn't like being called black.
He is a beautiful brown man. Yes. I've seen him.
Yes.
He's a beautiful brown man.
Love you. Please don't laugh at us. I'm so sorry.
No, laugh at us. It's the spider thing, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. I love you. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, we love you too, Grandpa.
Yeah. Fire. Okay, anyways.
Come on, Trump, lock in.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I'm supposed to be racist right now. Okay.
Racist, shit. Homophobic. Give it all.
Yeah, racist, homophobic, sexist, ableist. Fuck, okay, I gotta get all of you.
It doesn't have to be one sentence. You can make it.
Make a whole statement.
Yeah, like, you can
boom, boom, boom.
Look at each of us for something different. So while we're waiting on Abby to get racist and homophobic and ableist and all the good stuff, who did you vote for? Are you an independent, Democrat, Republican?
There is no better vote than Trump. Vote Trump 2024. Make America great again.
Let's turn this thing blue.
What is it when you're, like, racist towards someone? Racist.
Guys, to all of our listeners out there, what is it called when you're being racist? I need to know. Abby needs this answer, guys.
I hope
that man's not in anybody.
Pause. I would love
no,
to be
no
in
pause.
Everybody.
I hope that Trump is not inside of you.
Sorry, I'm running low on brain cells.
We know.
What are we? Wait.
You just played Trump. You lose brain
Shit.
Cells.
Okay, sorry guys.
All right, can
just know I am not racist in person. Never been racist in person. Now I'm lying like Trump. Holy shit. Okay.
Back to your scheduled programming. We are going to have a reading of two or three Reddit posts. Hopefully they're election themed. Yes.
Political I couldn't find theme? Any election themed
no,
ones.
No political themed ones. Okay, well, we are just going to read some Reddit posts, some Am I the Asshole Reddit posts. Let's get into it.
Cool. Okay. Am I the asshole for charging my friend more than half of the rent without him knowing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm the only leaseholder on my two-bedroom apartment. For about 4 months, my friend and his brother were renting out a master bedroom from me and sharing it. I was dividing the rent 40-30-30 and everyone was happy. Last month, his brother left and it was just the two of us. I discussed with my friend that since he had the master bedroom, his rent would be $200 more than mine, or we could switch rooms and I'd pay the higher rent. This was the arrangement from the previous roommates, too. He complained that it was unfair and that it would be simple 50-50. He also complained a lot about switching, saying that he has more stuff and that it was going to be so much of a hassle to move and that he has to go to work or that he has to go in for work while the fuck. So he spends less time in the apartment than I do. He also said that we were friends and that I was being a bit cold and greedy. It got pretty heated and I dropped the issue. Once his brother left and rent was due, he asked me how much he had to pay. I said $1,100, the amount including the master bedroom premium. He paid it without fuss. Yesterday, he asked me to remind him again about the rent, and I said $1,100, and he paid me without issue. Am I the asshole here?
Okay. And I feel like you're the asshole in that if it's just the two of you living there, you should do 50-50. I understand you're the only leaseholder, but if you, like, he's your roommate now, y'all have clearly been living together for a while. What is so rough about 50-50? Like, if you're, if it's something that he has clearly expressed that he didn't like and you, like, he doesn't know you're overcharging him, that is an asshole move. At least let him know he's paying more than you if you're going to charge him more. But for you to not do 50-50 and to keep it a secret that it's not 50-50, that's really shitty, especially because, like, just how you want to keep your money, I'm sure he wants to keep his money too. So really, at this point, you should just live by yourself. You don't deserve roommates.
Yeah. Especially since stuff like living expenses also go into that. Exactly. Talking about, like, Wi-Fi, food, cable, electricity, all that stuff. And I think it's a shithead fucking move. Because how are you going to really tell him, oh, like, just pay me more because I own the lease? It should be, if you have a roommate, both of your guys' names, you can go back and renew your lease.
Right.
Like, if you know anything about fucking having an apartment, you can go in there and add someone in. And then that way, the people, they can, like, divide up everything so both of you guys actually pay 50-50. And it's not just you two, like, you know, the office can help you divide 50-50, like, actually. So, yeah, that is, you are the asshole, because fuck you, taking my money and I'm not even fucking knowing. I could find somewhere else different to live.
Exactly.
That would be fucking cheaper.
And also about the whole bedroom thing, that's what, I know I said this last episode, but it really just, a lot of the am I the asshole things are, like, power grabs, and this feels kind of like that power grab where he was like, oh, or we could switch rooms and I'll pay the higher rent, knowing that he probably knew that his roommate would not have agreed to that because the roommate had more stuff. Why would you even make that, like, if you were going to want to switch, you would have just said, can we switch?
Mm-hmm.
This was obviously about you giving him an ultimatum,
mm-hmm.
like, move out of that room or you're paying the higher rent.
Mm-hmm.
So that felt real weird. You're dickhead. Not a real friend. You
dickhead.
You are a complete dickhead.
So come and say that they're not the asshole. Like, I'm just skipping over him. A lot of them just say that he's not the asshole. He gets the bigger room. He pays more. It has nothing to do with how much time is spent actually being in the apartment and stuff like that, basically.
Okay, I don't agree. It should matter who's there more. In my personal opinion, I do believe, like, should be discussed that, hey, do you like to be inside the house more, outside the house more? Because you should try to find someone that, like, kind of could work with you.
Yeah.
And then you can work with, okay, I do this, I'm going to pay for this, and this. That's how you're supposed to fucking sit down and let them know, okay, you're paying for this, and this.
Yeah, because it feels like you're kind of forcing them to live how you live. Basically, yeah. Like, to go by a thought process that you clearly were raised into or that you adapted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's not fair because that's not how everybody was raised. That's not how everybody thinks. Mm-hmm. So to try and force somebody into that mindset or to, like trick them into paying more without them knowing, like, that's just really overall very shitty. And to the people who are saying, like, oh, it doesn't matter that they're barely there, I want you to be in this position and then come back and tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
The guests have any input?
Guests? No input? No?
Okay.
So the next one. Am I the asshole for telling my boyfriend he crossed a line with my work-life balance? So I, 28 female, work long, intense hours at a high-pressure job, and my boyfriend, 30 male, knows this. Recently, I finally set boundaries to stop taking work calls after 7 p.m. This has helped me unwind and prioritize our time together, which he initially seemed to support. Last night, my boss called around 8:30, but I ignored it. My boyfriend asked why I didn't pick up, and I explained I didn't want work to intrude on the evening. To my shock, he picked up my phone and answered the call himself, saying I was too busy relaxing to talk. I was mortified. My boss sounded annoyed, and I had spent 30 minutes on a call only because he made it sound like I was slacking off. Afterward, I was furious, and I told him it wasn't his place to interfere with my work like that. He thinks I'm overreacting and shouldn't be ashamed of setting boundaries. Am I the asshole?
Break up with him. Immediately, because first of all, you set a boundary, a very clear boundary, and for him to, first of all, to answer the phone and then say she's too busy relaxing, that would get you a smooth right to the back of the head from me. because why would you...
There's better ways to say that, too.
Not only are there better ways to say that, where do you get off doing that? Why would you believe that that is your place? Because you would be pissed if I had done that to you. So why are we... I set this boundary, and you said at the end, he said there's no need to be ashamed in setting boundaries. He said that, but you literally just sat there and disrespected her boundaries. What's wrong with you, really? Like, hypocrite.
That's horrible, especially since work is so fucking exhausting. Work literally is probably the most horrible thing in mankind. And,
Oh, you know, not like hunger or racism.
No,
fuck no, it's
yeah,
work.
Yeah, no, it's fucking
climate
work.
Climate change.
No,
fuck,
none of that.
No,
it's
fuck
work,
everything
guys.
Else that doesn't apply to my life. Work. Work is my life. And, you know, when they fucking come tell you, can you please come work this extra shift? Can you please work an extra hour? Fuck no. Fuck no. Do you know how much limited time I have? Do you know how fast my life is wasting away? You know those songs about being 17? I was 17 for like one fucking month and then I had to work. Okay, so fuck you. No, I cannot come in for that extra fucking shift. And for my partner, okay, the one who's supposed to be releasing my stress, not just releasing my stress, but like there for me, you gonna put me in a situation you gonna put me in that situation that I clearly do not wanna fucking be in? Are you fucking serious right now?
Yeah.
Like, you dumb bitch. I literally hate going to work. Do you go to work with me? No, you don't. So for you to really say, oh my gosh, like they're busy relaxing, shouldn't you be fucking sitting there relaxing with me?
Right.
Dumb bitch, get back in the fucking bed. What the fuck are you doing? And bring my phone. And not only that, you want me to go to work? You want me to go to work? You want me to go to work? Okay. I'm gonna beat your ass.
Yeah, forcing your partner into a situation, like, period, not just this, but forcing your partner into a situation that they clearly don't want to be in and that they clearly have established a boundary for, you don't deserve to be with someone. You need to work on yourself. Or you need to find someone who is just as horrible as you.
And you think you're trying to be helpful? You're not trying to be helpful. This is not very helpful, okay? And
right, that's really not helpful.
I don't like fucking work. Why are you going to be like fucking busy relaxing? Like you're
fucking
done for that.
The worst part is it's not even like, I don't think, did OP say that they don't like work? It's not like they said outright
they didn't
say
like, anything like that.
They didn't say, that oh, I don't want to be at work. They didn't say, oh, I don't like work. They said that this is my time for myself.
Yeah.
So why would you...
Do
even that.
If it's like if the roles were switched, it would be like he would be so mad at her too. It's
he
like,
probably would have broke something, really.
Because mm-hmm. nobody else would be at work. The fuck.
All right. So thank you for the readings, KJ. Does anybody have any more closing thoughts on overall? How did you guys feel about our skit?
That shit was great. That shit was great. We know, guys, we all know who you're voting for. And it should not be Trump. It should not be fucking Trump. Based on everything, the fact that I could really embrace this whole man's entire being should not be Trump.
Yeah. Go Steve Harvey.
I just want to put in an input that your Trump impression was like spot on.
Thank you.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Was getting,
that
I was
shit was
scared
terrifying.
Myself.
That was terrifying.
Like, you were getting thank better you. By the second.
Literally. Like every time you said a new like misogynistic word or something, you're I wrong. Was like, oh my God. Is she like getting possessed by Trump? You're like sucking out his life force and putting
guys,
it into
okay.
yourself.
This has made me decide my major. I'm going to be in theater. I'm going to be in
oh
theater.
My gosh, again. Join me.
I can do it. I can do it.
You absolutely could. Yeah, you could. Okay, but my closing thoughts are just, oh wait, did you have anything you wanted to say? No? Okay. So my closing thoughts are just, I would prefer for you to not vote for Trump, but either way, go get out there, go to the polls and vote because we are in Nevada and you have, I believe, at our campus, you have until 7 to vote in the library and I don't remember when the polls close, like, period in here, but go out and vote if you haven't already because it's really important. So even if you're voting for Trump, even if you're voting for Kamala, just make sure you get out there and vote because the future of our country depends on you. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yippee.